WXCO 98.9, Wausau's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WXCO News, I'm Isabella Nieto.
Victor Hugo said on one occasion that there is nothing more powerful in all the world than an idea whose time has come.
That's Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. speaking in Marathon Park during a visit to Wausau in May of 1967.
The idea of freedom and justice, we have made some significant strides, but we must also confess that we still have a long, long way to go.
Dr. King visited during part of Center Week, held at the end of the semester by Marathon County Center University, now known as UW-Stevens Point at Wausau. Today honors Dr. King and his contributions to the civil rights movement in the U.S. During his speech in Marathon Park, he called segregation dead as a doornail. On Friday, the park hosted a celebration of Dr. King. Ron Alexander is an organizer of the event. He spoke with WXCO's Chad Holmes last week before Friday's celebration.
Dr. King said something about justice for one group implies that we need to have justice for all peoples.
Alexander says Dr. King's teachings of nonviolence are relevant today.
You know, I am personally involved in trying to resist and deal with some of the forces that the federal government is bringing to our local communities, especially the ICE and the harassment and the threat to our immigrants and our brown and black neighbors.
He also says if more individuals follow Dr. King's teachings of equality, justice, and unity, we will end up with a healthier, more welcoming community. Radon is the second leading cause of lung cancer in America. But Lisa Hale reports there is something you can do about it.
January is Radon Action Month. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is encouraging residents to test their homes for the odorless, colorless, radioactive gas. According to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency and the Surgeon General, radon causes an estimated 21,000 lung cancer deaths per year. About 962 of those are from Wisconsin. Morgan Peterson is an environmental health specialist with Winnebago County Public Health, and she says now is the best time to test your home.
It's an odorless, invisible gas that you cannot see or smell in your home. So that's why we recommend testing during January, especially because your home is closed up at that time. And that's when you'll have the highest levels usually of radon.
According to DHS data, about 1 in 10 homes in Wisconsin has high radon levels. The gas typically enters the home through the foundation, becoming trapped inside. Any home or building can be susceptible to radon, and the only way to know whether your house or apartment has elevated levels is to test. Peterson said the lower levels of the home, such as the basement, are the most susceptible.
The lowest livable part of your home. So if you spend a lot of time in your basement, we recommend testing down there because that's where the levels will be the highest. Level by level, it goes down a little bit less. So it'll, like on the first floor, could be a little bit less than it would be in the basement.
Visit lowradon.org or call 888-LOW-RADON to discuss available options.
2 out of every 3 tests conducted in Marathon County are high. You can order a short-term or long-term radon test kit on the county website under Human Health Hazards. Wausau High School students will have the chance to network with employers in March. Registration is open for the 10th annual Greater Wausau Youth Hiring and Career Fest. Students will be able to network with colleges and businesses offering information on their programs, training, and career options. Interested businesses, colleges, and training organizations are invited to register for a booth at the event for $25. The event is hosted by Wausau West High School on March 5th. The deadline to register for a booth is February 12th. The Wisconsin State Assembly unanimously passed a proposed bill that would require schools to have a cardiac emergency response plan on Tuesday. The legislation seeks to have a written plan available to respond to cardiac arrests on school property or at school-sponsored athletic events. The plan would include a response team of staff members, what their roles are in a cardiac emergency, and how the response team is activated. Lawmakers also say there is no cost for school districts to put their cardiac emergency response plan together. Hunter education courses are open now for courses that begin in the spring. The DNR is encouraging people to sign up before the courses fill up. Anyone born on or after January 1, 1973 is required to hold a hunter education certificate to purchase a hunting license. If you're 17 or younger, you must either take the traditional multi-day course or take the course online and attend a one-day field day training. Those over 18 are eligible to take any option to complete the hunter education course. You can learn more and sign up at dnr.wi.gov. I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News.
The Badgers on a roll. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers getting ready for Thursday night's road game at Penn State. Tip-off time 6 p.m. Wisconsin with a four-game winning streak after beating Rutgers 96-87 before a packed house in Madison. Nick Boyd had 32 points and 9 assists. Head coach Greg Gard.
Obviously, Nick Boyd was really good. That his ability to attack specifically against that defense, we were going to have people break him down. Obviously, like I said, a really good 20 in the first and get figured out for the second 20, so we need to be much better than that.
And the Wisconsin women's team with a dramatic 94-92 win in double overtime over Oregon last night. Badgers head coach Robin Pinchton.
You know, we don't talk about this a lot, but we've got four players in that starting lineup that haven't played in the Power 5 level before. Couldn't be more proud of them, but I'm more proud of them for that locker room than I am the scoreboard tonight.
That's the Badgers head coach Robin Pinchton with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
A little patchy blowing snow right away this morning, then mostly sunny today. Our high only zero with wind out of the west at around 10 to 20. That'll keep the wind chill below zero all day, so bundle up. Tonight, partly cloudy, down to 10 below. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 8 above with a little more light snow tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wausau News Roundup from WXCO. Find more news anytime at WXCO.fm. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.